It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac-Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac-Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac-Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. The sun is shining, and it was a pretty nice weekend. Got a little rain, about an inch and six-tenths in the gauge here in the studios here.
Yeah, and we got a little tiny shot yesterday.
Yeah, very tiny.
Very tiny.
Yeah, just a couple of drops there. Had to go out and wipe them off at the Kleenex. That was about it. So, yeah.
You know, I knew it was going to happen because I washed my truck on Saturday.
Oh, you're the reason that it happened. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the rain. Yeah, it was we're at a couple inches in some places, and they say about 1.6 in our gauge. So,
well, it was absolutely needed.
That was needed. So,
yeah, but I spent part of yesterday yanking weeds out of my yard.
Yeah.
So,
I think I drove by, saw you working a couple times there.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah, right. I mowed yesterday, so
I'll probably do that today.
Yeah, and weed eated and a few things like that. So.
Yeah.
Well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Charles Henry Lund. Charles was born on June 10th, 1932 in Lac-Parle County and passed away on August 6th, 1993. He entered active duty on October 15th, 1952 in Sioux Falls in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged 2 years later on October 14th, 1954 at Fort Bliss, Texas. He was an anti-aircraft artillery automatic weapons mechanic with Battery C of the 59th Anti-Aircraft Artillery Battalion out of Fort Bliss, Texas. But he did spend a little over 5 months in foreign service, 5 months and 16 days. He was over in Europe, in Germany, during the Korean era. Some medals and ribbons that he earned was a National Defense Service Medal and the Army of Occupation Medal for Germany. So we thank you, Charles, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to all the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about our topic today, which is a good thing, about reducing prescription opioid use.
Yeah, the VA has reduced their prescription opioid use by 64% in the last 8 years. A press release came out on the 30th discussing how VA has decreased their prescribing of opiates and other medications over the last few years. VA announced it successfully reduced prescription opioid use with patients within the VA healthcare system by 64%. From more than 679,000 veterans in fiscal year 12 to only 247,000 in fiscal year 2020 through quarter three. VA achieved this reduction by aggressively emphasizing the safe and responsible use of prescription opioids and transforming the treatment of chronic pain using alternative therapies and treatments often in place of or in conjunction with pain medication. VA's opioid safety initiative also reduced the number of patients receiving opioids and benzodiazepines together by 87% since 2012, from nearly 123,000 down to nearly 16,000 veterans, as well as reduced the number of patients on long-term opioid medications by 70% and the number of patients on very high doses by 80%. VA has been addressing the use of opioids for more than 20 years and continually builds upon that work by employing four broad strategies to address the opioid epidemic. They use education, pain management, risk mitigation, and addiction treatment. VA takes an interdisciplinary approach to care focused on a veteran's whole health by using non-pharmacological complementary pain management treatments, self-care, skill building, and support to transition from a biomedical to a biophysiosocial model of pain care. Never heard that term before. Biopsychosocial.
Did I say that 10 times real fast?
Yeah, I screwed that up the first time. VA's initiatives respond to the challenges of pain management through its opioid overdose education and naloxone treatment distribution program. VA has distributed more than 416,000 prescriptions of naloxone, a life-saving medication used to block the effects of a potentially fatal opioid overdose to veterans as of June 30th. Under the drug Take Back program, veterans have safely returned approximately 192.3 tons of unwanted or unneeded medications as of June 30th. That's a lot of medication.
That is a lot of medication.
And I wonder why pharmacy companies are so big. Specially trained VA pharmacists have conducted more than 55,000 outreach visits with VA staff on opioid safety, opioid overdose, and naloxone distribution, and medication for opioid use disorder. VA healthcare providers also participate in state prescription drug monitoring programs and receive training on safe opioid prescribing and the opioid crisis. You know, that's been kind of a hot button issue here, especially in the last 10 years, is the overprescriptions of opioid pain medications.
Yeah, it's been in the news a lot. I know 60 Minutes done a couple things on it. Some doctors got in big trouble over that.
You know, a while back I was given a prescription for morphine, and I just didn't want to take it. No, but
if you don't have to take these things, it's a good thing not to.
Yeah, and you know, there's some side effects to taking these opioids too that I didn't care for. So
I'm one of those guys. I only take stuff if I have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if they recommend that I start it, I'm saying, well, do I really need to? Well,
exactly.
No, I'm going to wait. So, yeah.
You know, sometimes when you're in pain, yeah, you need something, but you know, better safe than sorry.
That's right. Get a second opinion.
I remember one time that I was prescribed some medication, and I took it, and I stared up at the ceiling, and I was like, it still hurts, but I'm stoned.
Yeah, right.
So that was the first and last time I took that.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
It sounds like the kind of thing a guy can get addicted to.
Exactly. So more information on this, you can find it on the Department of Veterans Affairs website, speaking to you know, your primary care doctor. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that number.
I do. It's memorized. It's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. I do have to say, though, that next week I'll be taking a week off, vacation, just to kind of recharge and regroup. But so this week I'll be open regular hours, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. But next week, like I said, I'll be out. And any questions can be referred to the service officer in Swift County. And his number is 320-842-5271.
All right. Well, it's good to take a break once in a while.
Once in a while.
Especially before the snow flies now, which probably won't be long since it's August already here.
Yeah, I usually take a week off during the dog days of summer just to kind of recharge and regroup. And
yeah, you don't have to, won't be going to the fair this year, unfortunately.
No.
Won't see you there, but I was just telling you, we're doing a virtual county fair on the air. We'll be doing all kinds of interviews and things with 4-H'ers and a variety of things, so I'm trying to have a little fun.
No, normally the first half of September, it's really busy for me with you know, a county fair, and I got a conference right afterwards, and I'm on the executive committee, so
right.
You know, it's a kind of a hectic couple of weeks, but the fair's been canceled and my conference has been canceled. So, you know, don't know what I'll do with my newfound not busyness.
We'll do an interview with you during our virtual fair. You can do
if
that.
You can find me.
Yeah, you can do that from the comfort of your living room over the phone or something.
So, you know, at the county fair, I try and avoid eye contact.
Yeah,
with you
try to avoid me. That's right. It never works. All right. Well, thanks, Josh. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you,
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us today on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.